It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, recharging your batteries. Health experts say vacation is not a luxury. Our health depends on it. And the evidence is mounting that a sound mind and body require taking time away from work and investing in leisure. NPR's Brenda Wilson looks at what science says about the effect of vacation on health.
The study that is cited time and time again on the benefits of health and vacations was actually not done to examine vacationing, but longevity. It involved more than 12,000 men who were recruited for the Framingham Heart Study that has for years been a gold mine of data for scientists. Karen Matthews, a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, says it's useful because the men in the study were very well characterized.
So they were high risk, but so far no known disease. And so some of them indeed were smokers. Some of them were hypertensive or had high blood pressure. Some of them had high cholesterol levels and were, in fact, elevated in health risk.
They were followed over 9 years. Among a series of things checked annually was whether they'd been on a vacation in the previous year.
And in the analysis that we did, we found that the more frequent vacations, the longer the men lived.
The men who took vacations tended to be better educated and have a higher income. These are people who tend to be healthier and live longer anyway. It's also possible that sicker people don't take as many vacations as healthy people. But Matthews says the study took that into account, and she's confident that there still are health benefits to vacationing. Researchers in other countries have also done studies on vacationing and health. The United States is the only country in the industrial world where paid vacations are not required by law. Most people in the U.S. do get paid leave, on average in this country, about 12 days. Compare that to the other economic powerhouses where paid leave is required by law. Germany and the United Kingdom get 20 days. In France, employers are required to provide 30 days of paid leave. Dutch researcher Jessica de Bloem of the Radboud University in the Netherlands analyzed 7 vacation studies done in Europe, the U.S., and Israel. All of them measured the effects of vacations before, during, and afterwards. De Bloem's findings were published in the Journal of Occupational Health.
People felt healthier during vacation. They had a better mood. They were less tense, they had a higher level of energy, and they were more satisfied with their life.
And how long did that last? Do you know?
It was gone immediately when you return home.
A day or two later, upon return, energy levels had dropped, for example. But de Bloem says the benefits of vacation should not be discounted because the obvious effects quickly disappear.
It would be a bit like asking why should we sleep despite the fact that we get tired again. We think that health deteriorates across time if we would not go on vacation.
Leisure at home had benefits too. The University of Pittsburgh's Karen Matthews, in a separate study on the effects of leisure, found that people who had lots of leisure activities, including vacation, reported positive feelings and were healthier.
People who engaged in more frequent multiple activities tended to be people who reported more positive emotions. They reported fewer negative emotions, depression. They reported more life satisfaction, finding more meaning in life. They tended to be more religious, spiritual in orientation. They reported having a lot of support from friends and family.
And they had lower blood pressure, lower stress hormones, smaller waist, were thinner, and were more physically active. In other words, they were altogether more healthy. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.